This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Great scandal with the high cap folks going on here, folks. I don't know what's going on. Trustworthiness called into question, telling folks you're going to vote one way then voting another way when Chuck Schumer wants her to vote on this all-important methane rule that we learned about yesterday, vote happening during the show yesterday. Anyway, we'll tell you about that coming up here momentarily. Hello and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Give yourself a pat on the back and thank you so much for tuning in and joining us and being part of this conversation. We very much appreciate you. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Keeping the trains running on time, as he always does. Guests today on the program will include Scott Davis. Looking forward to that chat today with Scott Davis, who joined us on occasion throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. We're starting, a few weeks into our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline event, and look forward to catching up with Scott today, an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And so he has that perspective as an enrolled member, but also obviously head of Indian Affairs of the state of North Dakota on Governor Burgum's cabinet on this through this situation, and I think someone just well-equipped to really have the full perspective for everybody. So we're going to just recap it from his perspective and look forward to that conversation coming up on the program today. Dave Pepcorn will be here. He is a Fargo City Commission member under a somewhat of a, well, not somewhat, I mean, there's talk of a recall effort. There's all kinds of criticism being hurled his way. He's been called a racist, and the reason critics have called him a racist is because he's asked the following question. The refugees that come to North Dakota, what do they cost? School systems, law enforcement, public health, what is the cost? So we can assess when the federal government says you will take this many, what that impact is going to be. Have the data. Alarmingly, none of this data is collected. We don't know. Now, that's just plain crazy. That's just plain crazy. It is. I mean, just take it to an individual home. If you had four families here that were going to get some family members overseas out of harm's way to come over, you'd say, okay, how many are there? How do we feed them? You know, what's the cost going to be? They have to go to school. You'd assess that. It's just simple data. I believe the data is not collected out of the disease of political correctness. Well, if we did that, then somebody would say, well, it costs this, so maybe we should do less refugees. Now, I have a heart for these refugees. They're in a very bad situation. And understandably, they want to come to places where they're welcome, they have a chance to be safe, get employment, everything else. The vast majority of them do, and do it well. Now, some bad things happen out of that. You have the largest measles outbreak in I don't know how many years, if ever, in Minnesota right now, again, tied to the Somalia community and a refugee. At that point, you got to go, whoa, now, wait a minute, right? To the extent there's interaction with law enforcement, you got to go, wait a minute. How much is that happening? Do we just perceive this as happening a lot or not? Law enforcement doesn't track it. They don't track it, and I would argue they don't track it because somebody said, don't track it. We don't want to know. Let's not do it. So that's just data to say, let's do this smart. We want to help. Honestly, the refugee population is very necessary in our workforce. They are. And I do believe the majority of them come here, get a job, don't want help, everything else. But in anything, so if you're throwing the doors open and say, hey, come on over, we'll take you, you have to know the cost of that. You have to know the impact of that. I don't think that's too much to ask. So anyway, Dave Pepcorn will be here to talk a little bit about that today. We have two more pie winners. We want your stories on mom. If you got a story on mom, call us. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Go to our Facebook page. Share it there. Text it in, 701-226-8503. or my text, you can do as well. 226-8503 is Todd's. 367-2054 is mine. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So a lot to get to today on the program. I want to start with, well, first I have to give a shout-out to my wife. Todd, my wife has put up with me for 15 years. Actually, a little better than 15 years. The courtship, then the marriage, but we've been married 15 years today. And so, thank you. And I want to thank her as well. I got married at 37 and was kind of a workaholic, not kind of, I was. Came out of the, you know, crazy radio business, grew up in it, just had my head down, just work, work, work. And, you know, I love kids, I had nieces and nephews and, you know, god kids, but I just sort of resigned myself to the fact I'm going to be single and, you know, it's just how it is. And then, you know, sort of fall in love at 36 and then I look back now, I'm what am I, 52 now? So I look back, 52, but I look back at the last 15 years and me, all of the other years outside of my married years are much less meaningful than the married years. You know what I mean? It's just, so if there's anybody in the audience sort of like where I was, do I get married? Do I, you know, I don't know. I don't want to date. Hassles, the risk. You know, I might get hurt. All that stuff. Throw it out the window. I'm telling you, your life is so much, is so enriched. It's just phenomenal. It really is. Man, just look at the back of the 15 years and say, wow. Even the tough times, you know, if, health thing here or there, whatever, tough things come in life, even those make you better. Character builders make you stronger. So it's just amazing. So I was thinking a lot about that today, this morning, just how, you know, wonderfully blessed I feel having been married to Maria for 15 years. Great lady, great mom. And, you know, so, it's been fun to watch. It really has. And of course, the richness of, raising our kids together. I was blessed. I got a 3-for-1 because Maria had, two young children from a previous marriage. And, you know, so I, little Alex, you know, 4 years old at the time, and Hannah, I guess, 2 when we got married. And now Hannah's graduating, going to Yale. You know, all in that span. You know, you think Alex was, you know, shortly after he got married in kindergarten, right? And you see him from all his years, and now he's going to be a senior UND. Just all of that is just enriching. Little Haley. I came along 13 years ago, and it just, that's what life's for. It just enriches you. It's just amazing. Just wonderful. So, anyway, happy anniversary, dear, and maybe, just maybe, by saying a couple of words today, I'll get you to think about your own marriage and your own relationships and, you know, a chance to just savor them a little bit more. Bad stuff happens. Challenging times come. They do. If you think of them as a way to toughen you up, steel on steel, and what am I learning from this? How will this make me stronger in the future? It's a lot easier. Not fun, I get it. But in the end, when you get to the finish line, that's life. That's the blessing. That's the enrichment. It really is something. Okay, so I don't know if this is too strong to call this a, you know, a scandal, a controversy, whatever, you know, and I'm not much for hyperbole. But I'll tell you this, it is the swamp. There's no doubt about it. If you want to know how the swamp works, if you want to know what Donald Trump talks about when he says the swamp, this is what's going on with this vote we talked about yesterday by Heidi Heitkamp. Very important vote to North Dakota. Listen to Congressman Kevin Cramer on Point of View with Chris Berg. Last night.
She was with a group of oil people this morning at breakfast, said she was voting for the Congressional Review Act. I always thought she would vote for it, except under one condition. And that is, if there were only 49 votes for it, she would never be the 50th because Chuck Schumer wouldn't have let her. If they didn't need her vote, I think she was there. If they had to have her vote, I thought she wouldn't be there. They needed her vote, and she wasn't there. And I think it's what happens. And I don't want to diminish the kind of pressure that Senator Heitkamp would be under from the extreme leftists in her party that run her party. That's a tough spot to be in. So I think she had to, you know, make a decision of whether, unless this is her conviction, but she had to make a decision whether it was pragmatic politics or whether it was going to be strict politics. So it's disappointing. But it's a, yeah, it's an important rule, though. Just, this is a rule that Barack Obama put on the way, his way out the door, aimed right at North Dakota.
All right, one more time. Just the very beginning of that, listen to the significant part of the fact that she told folks she was going to vote a different way hours before the vote.
She was with a group of oil people this morning at breakfast, said she was voting for the Congressional Review Act.
She said to a group of oil industry folks at breakfast the morning of the vote, I'm with you. I'll be voting to get rid of the rule. Hours later, the vote, and I would guess this was because John McCain was not expected to vote the way he did, so he switched votes. So guess what? They needed, they being Chuck Schumer and the Democratic leadership, these extreme leftists that Congressman Cramer is talking about, needed her vote. So she told them one thing, did something completely different. All right? Then, within hours of the vote, she's already trying to cover up her mess by writing letters to Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, saying, hey, get rid of the rule. Get rid of the rule. Why didn't you get rid of the rule? You could have just voted for it. Folks, that's a swamp. It's disgusting.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hoeven how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
It was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause. They have a lot of money. They have a platform. But they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hoeven for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Delta Constructors to the folks for one call does it all. So if you're on the drill site. You're planning a drill site right now. You're in the oil business and you're a foreman. Listen up, because these folks are going to work for a lot of folks right now, done a lot of work up in Alaska and are making a name for themselves in North Dakota as well. Global Solutions for the Oil and Gas Industry at Delta Constructors. And in a moment, I'll give you Eric's cell phone number so you can connect directly with him if you have any questions. But turnkey well sites, load the line, set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, the pipe insulation, they do it all. One call does it all. DeltaConstructors.net to find out more, or call Eric today at 406-250-8151. Here's the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call today from yesterday's program. This was how we found out. I think we knew about the vote already, but we had never had a call into the program from Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, but he was in a meeting. His phone was blowing up, and he called us to say, what the heck is going on, and I can't believe this just happened. So listen to this. Ron Ness. We sometimes have Ron in this chair, and Ron is a guest, but not often Ron is a caller, but we certainly welcome it, especially a significant vote that happened in the U.S. Senate today that Congressman Kramer talked about earlier. So I have no doubt that we have some reaction from Mr. Ness here. Would that be right, sir?
Hey, gentlemen, Ron Ness, I am, my phone, I've been in a meeting, my phone has just absolutely been blowing up this morning. Congressman, we are just absolutely somewhat shocked. I don't think anybody agrees this is a good regulation, and now it's the one that we've been against probably as much as anything, and we're stuck with it for a while. This is a North Dakota issue today, and we get very few chances to have a significant deciding vote on a North Dakota issue, and thus far today, our senator chose to vote the wrong way, and this is a vote against North Dakota and North Dakota Energy today.
This is a vote against North Dakota. That lays it on the line from the spokesperson, the head of the industry group in the state. Pretty amazing. So that happened yesterday, and that's the Delta Constructors call of the day. And you can be the next Delta Constructors call of the day. Just pick up that phone and call us at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Local number is 258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text us. Todd's waiting for your text right now, 701-226-8503. So I'm pretty well done with this story, but it is interesting that after that swamp move of telling an industry group at breakfast, yep, I'll be voting with you, switching your vote, obviously under pressure from, you know, Chuck Schumer and company, that's how the swamp works. And then after you realize, you know, boy, this wasn't fun, but I did one there, so how am I going to fix this? Then you write a letter to the Interior Secretary and you say, by the way, change that vote. You changed my vote. Fix my mess. Which is, you know, very complicated. Stories out there about that today. That's not an easy thing to do, but there's a story in E&E. Two Democratic senators urging Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to revise an Obama-era methane waste prevention rule after it narrowly survived a Senate vote to repeal it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin sent a two-page letter to Zinke only hours after the Senate voted down a Congressional Review Act resolution that would have killed the Bureau of Land Management rule. And they voted to keep it. In their letter to Zinke, Heitkamp and Manchin acknowledged that the rule finalized near the end of the Obama administration contains significant flaws. That's a quote. And they requested Zinke take the necessary steps to promulgate a revised or new rule. Put simply, we believe the BLM erred in its development of the rule, failed to adequately consider credible concerns raised by the industry and stakeholders and tribes with active oil and gas production on federal and Indian lands. And she voted no. This is what she's saying about she's voted no. That, my friends, is the swamp. You understand that? And that is a huge, huge mistake of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, if you remember. Now, she has a lot of friends in the media that will spin this other ways. The Bismarck Tribune gets the prize today. Jessica Holdman's story. Heitkamp votes down repeal of federal flaring rule. But the story in the very second, the second sentence, then doesn't take two sentences, gets the second sentence, you know what it was about? The letter to Zinke. Wait a minute. This isn't that's CYA. The story is, you voted against this. And also, say that the story is telling a group of folks you're going to vote one way and then vote another. That's a character question. So, this, I believe, is significant. And I would ask you to tell me whether you agree or disagree today on the program. And is, at minimum, a controversy, a brewing controversy. Texter says, for the congressman. A senator, I think. I mean, I sent an email to Senator Heitkamp thanking her for being the deciding vote on killing the next North Dakota economy boom. I also reminded her about her promise to vote for the people of North Dakota, not her party. It probably was a waste of time, but at least I feel better after doing it. It's never a waste of time. Never a waste of time to let your voice be heard ever, 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 ever. Hear me on this. Just one thing, folks, okay? You make a difference when you do that. So to that texter, glad you did it. Appreciate it. Others ought to do it as well. Okay? So thank you for that. More text welcome, 701-226-8503 if you want to text Todd or me at 367-2054. Here's another related to a topic we're going to tackle here in a bit, related to refugee resettlement and data. I'm more concerned about how these refugees are going to vote for leftists than what it costs to bring them here. Different argument. I don't think there's any question that part of the immigration debate and the zeal for open borders of Democrats comes from folks who want more votes on the Democratic side. No doubt about it. So I think there you just continue to call for the laws as we have them to be upheld. Number one, enforce the laws on the books. And number two, for sensible policy on any changes, fix the broken system. Another text, Heidi Heitkamp isn't buckling to the extreme leftists in her party. She's one of them. Yeah, I don't disagree. I think in her belief set, in her core as to how, you know, she sees the world, she definitely is. Politically, she's very good at straddling that fence. Case in point. Tell some folks you're going to vote one way, you go vote another way, and then you have a mess on your hands, so you quickly fire off a letter to say we'll fix it. So whenever this comes up, well, we sent a letter to the, you know, and by the way, the White House is going to fix this. They always were going to fix this. The better way to fix it was with this CRA in the Senate. And she voted against that.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
At High Plains Apache. Won't be long. Springers will be hard at it. Zapping any of those pesky little weeds out there. And our friends at High Plains Apache would love for you to stop in. First of all, know that they are not some other sprayer company. They are the sprayer company the others keep talking about. They are. It's how they do business there. Their customers make it clear. Hey, we work hard for our money. When we spend a buck, we want to get the most for our time and our energy. And you know what? High Plains Apache really respects that. That's why they work hard to earn your business. And the Apache sprayer works hard for you. The Apache is the businessman sprayer. You get right down to it. Proven to work as hard as you do. And a support team to back it up. More at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Don't forget the ET Egg Center. As well, across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier off I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. We continue our ongoing series, The Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Hard to put into words the impact that had over the great state of North Dakota. And in the middle of a swirl like that, it's hard to sort of sort everything out. So we are efforting an endeavor here to really, in retrospect, go back and kind of walk through it. And so when we get done, we have a clear sense of the truth. You know, what happened? The facts, kind of lay it out beginning to end. There's a lot of different folks that we're checking in with that were part of the discussion and part of the response effort and part of the team that certainly was trying everything in their power to get to a reasonable conclusion for everything. And one of those is our next guest, Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission. Welcome back, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Very well. How are you doing?
Good. So Scott probably had one of the more unique positions in all this, serving the state of North Dakota, Governor Burgum, as head of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission. And bringing so much insight, as he always does, on Native issues to state government and providing that bridge, but at the same time also a standing rock a member. So not only managing the help of the state response, but also seeing what was happening at Standing Rock as well. And so always enjoyed our conversations with you about this. As we're a few months removed, give me your overall sense of this particular situation. I always ask, what happened? With the benefit of the hindsight being 2020 now, how do you write the mini history of this one?
Well, those are good questions, Scott. You know, I've had some time here in the last week and a half, 2 weeks to try to evaluate some things and talk to a number of folks, tribal and state officials, and just local folks about, you know, what we've learned and how we move forward. You know, it was a busy 8 months, 9 months, and then session kicked in. So, of course, they're just jumping in from there to session. So it was a lot of, not a lot of time to ponder on things. But I think the good thing that I've seen and heard from a lot of folks, Scott, is that how do we move forward in a better way? You know, what have we learned? How do we communicate better with tribal leaders? You know, we talked a lot about that during session. Creating different venues of higher level of leadership and just making sure we communicate better with each other so things like this don't happen again.
What percentage of the enrolled Standing Rock members do you believe were part of the overall protest effort?
Well, I think some way, shape, or form, you know, I think the entire tribe was, you know, obviously supported of the of what the tribe was doing, you know, with the pipeline, aggressive the pipeline, for obvious reasons, you know. But as far as, you know, being an active role, I think early on there was a lot of people more active, but as the camp grew and got more diverse and more, different agendas, my tribe in particular moved away from that.
So it was sort of at the beginning, and the idea of asking questions and being part of, a dialogue about the pipeline was something that, in general, the tribe supported, the enrolled members supported, but that, by the end, because we heard, stories at the end where the camps were, 90-10 out-of-state license plates with local plates, so it quickly morphed into something that was far beyond Standing Rock, right?
Yeah, I was down to the last, the last 2 weeks of that, trying to close the camp out, and, you know, I probably see maybe one or two people from around the area, but the rest are definitely people I didn't know or recognize or, you know, obviously from out of state. So, yeah, it was definitely a lot of folks from out of state. And I think, again, I think our local people know that, Scott, and recognize that, you know, regardless of the actions that were taken, you know, challenging to both sides, you know, it's really imperative that we try to find some reconciliation in this. And find ways to talk about things that maybe we don't talk about, we haven't talked about in the past. You know, one area that really came about was treaties. You know, I think the common North Dakota citizen doesn't understand what treaties mean, what treaty rights mean, and why, you know, our tribal folks get a little upset with things that happened with regards to land and to water and those rights. So those are the things I'm committed to working on. Again, I guess people that want to do these things. But, you know, healing and reconciliation, understanding. And I think the other thing, too, Scott, is, you know, in our world, you don't always have to agree with a person. But if there's a respectful disagreement, I think that's a good thing. But we just need to talk more. You know, we really need to talk more and have an open ear. And just think about how we can be better this state, our tribes, our local communities. Because again, we're talking about our children being raised in an environment that, how do we want this environment perceived? You know, there was a lot of talk, you know, and I challenged that ideology of the deep north, you know, relating it to the deep south, you know, and again, those are people that were paid to come here, people to disrupt our local relations and things like that. But we've come a long way. And, you know, this is a big bump in the road. And but I'm committed to doing all I can in healing those those relations here in the near future.
Do you think that it was by design that it happened here? In other words, you know, we've seen protests of the Keystone XL pipeline. There have been other energy infrastructure projects that have been selected. There was not a lot of objection formally by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to the route of this pipeline through the normal process, something that you do a good job of facilitating to make sure people know, hey, there's a project, and if you need to protest, please do. Yet, in other words, was this going to happen regardless of whatever process had been followed because it fit the narrative for a larger national environmental protest, do you believe?
Well, I think, you know, this one in particular against Scott is, you know, I don't think anybody, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of the chairman or leadership down there, but I don't think they believe that this would have grown to where it was, nor did we. I mean, as far as the Dalrymple administration, you know, we just kind of watched and looked and, you know, observed and didn't think that this would be as big as it was. But, you know, on the travel side of me, Scott, I mean, it was a beautiful thing to witness. You know, and I've said that many, many times, to see that many tribes of my people gather, because that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. And aside from the pipeline, there were other issues down there that were being addressed too. I mean, we all know that there are more challenges than just pipeline and energy in the country. It's, you know, drug problems and poverty and so forth. And a lot of those things were discussed. And our encouragement was to take that energy and take the things that you're learning and go back home and apply those back home, and changing those things back home with poverty and the social ills that we face, and make life better back home wherever you came from. So again, those are things that I think that we just seen and evolved, and you know, the law enforcement part of it, you know, I can't say enough how, and that's BIA too, can't say enough how much, you know, professionalism and I guess just the will to just hold the line, so to speak, in regards to the emotion that was placed down there. And I experienced it quite a bit myself too, Scott. You know, the very end of it was a lot of emotional people and things, and for nobody to get hurt, seriously hurt, or even die, it was a miracle.
It sure was. There's no doubt about that. Prayers answered all the way around. Glenn and Mandan, question for Scott Davis, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think mainly with Standing Rock, the problem is the gentleman spoke of leadership. They don't have any down there. They got a guy named Archambault that really didn't care about the people of the reservation nor the elders of the reservation. To generalize the whole thing, I disagree with everything the guy has just said. I mean, we as a white community up here in Bismarck and Mandan had nothing to do with what was going on down there, and Standing Rock was the one that brought these people in there. So I don't see why, if they want to talk, that's fine. But let them come to us to talk. That's really all I had to say.
All right, what about that dialogue? Because I agree with a lot of what you're saying about what, you know, can be learned and the good that can be pulled out of the bad situation. obviously, you know, emotions are still raw. You can hear that in Glenn's voice. So how do you start a conversation, Scott?
Well, it's always baby steps. In my world, Scott, it's always baby steps, you know, and it takes the right people, and there are right people on the bus right now, and they may be small, they may be few, but there's enough of us that want to start this dialogue and create venues for this dialogue, and you got to take advantage of that. I mean,
hold that thought to the bottom line. We'll do it on the other side of the break here. We're just coming up against the break, so I don't want to cut you short. Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission. We're looking back on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest as part of our radio history on What's On Your Mind. We'll finish the conversation on the side of the break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey, we're talking with Nate from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. It's that time of year when new furniture products start to get introduced. Hey, Nate, is Herman Miller coming out with anything new at NeoCon?
That's right. NeoCon is coming up. Herman Miller believes that everyone deserves an exceptional experience throughout their day. So they created the Varis. It's a new chair family that consists of a task chair, work stool, and side chair. So it still has the posture fit technology. It keeps your spine properly aligned. They really simplified the chair's form and adjustments, making it very easy to use. So they're really redefining what an affordable work chair should be.
I notice a lot of the chairs I'm seeing now, including the Varis, have a mesh back. If I don't want that, can you do that too?
Well, actually, Herman Miller doesn't have any mesh back chairs. The material that you are seeing is actually a high-performance suspension material called interweave. So mesh tends to stretch out and lose support over time, and interweave holds its shape. But if you don't like the look of the suspension, the Varis is available in a fully upholstered back as well. And there are a ton of options for you. Also, don't forget that at Inner Office, we encourage you to use our Try a Chair program. We will let you try out a different task chair in your office before you buy. This way, you can find the chair that fits you best.
Remember, at Inner Office Furniture and Design, you have options. To find out more, give the team a call today. Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hennen. Time the radio god Mitchell is here. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550, your text too with 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Chat with Scott Davis. Scott is the executive director of the North Dakota Department of Indian Affairs, Indian Affairs Commission. and we are doing another of our series of conversations related to the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History Project to go back and look at the whole endeavor. And when we get done, we'll have a number of these to put together to really tell the whole story. So before the break, we didn't get a chance to let you finish with the caller, and you're about to say the bottom line. I'll just let you finish that, and we'll go on to some others here.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, on both sides, you know, and I hate using the word even sides, Scott, because, you know, we all live in North Dakota. You know, our tribes are indigenous to the land. You know, Bismarck, Mandan, there's 4,000 plus of us that live in the area. And, you know, call us neighbors, call us what you will. But, you know, none of us are moving. You know, none of us have planned to move. We're staying where we're at. And it's, and then you think you compound that with what's happened in our nation, with just the tensions that have happened around the country, and I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. You know, again, this is a big bump in our road, but you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another. No matter what color, race, creed, what have you. And I keep saying this, we've come a long way since the 70s, since the 60s, you know. And I was, I guess, young enough at those times to recall some of those times. But, you know, nothing's perfect. But, you know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that, you know. And, but again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
The caller had referenced his concern that, you know, that the leadership was incompetent in this whole situation at Standing Rock. And a lot of people that we hear from point to the fact that there was no participation in the regulatory process, you know, to speak of, that there were efforts, for instance, by the Corps to reach out to Standing Rock. There were Public Service Commission hearings on the pipeline that were not participated in. Was there a reason they didn't? I mean, a plausible reason that they didn't engage on that process ahead of the whole process of deciding where the pipeline would go?
Well, let me first say that tribal leadership, you know, and I've been through a number of tribal chairs over my years. It's a tough job. Very, very tough job. I think it's a job no other. It's different than being a governor or a mayor or county commissioner. It's very, very personal. It's a tough job. But I think what in hindsight of those venues that we've tried to create through state policy, you know, the state process, one thing that we worked on during the session, Scott, was to create a hierarchy of level leadership. That meets with the tribes. And one we had in place was a Tribal State Relations Committee. That was a bipartisan legislative committee, but it didn't have the right leadership on there. And I pushed hard this session to have people like the minority and majority leaders on these committees. And what came out of this is it started with taxation, with the MHA Nation. So at the initial start of that committee forming, it is comprised of state leaders. And I think that's what the tribes want, and the tribes deserve that, to have, you know, the governor sitting at the table, House, Senate leadership at the table, and the right decision makers at the table. And that's what's going to come happening here in the interim. And that's one thing I'm excited about. So there we have a true dialogue. We have, you know, a true meaning about things, because it's no different than saying our people, city, state people going to Washington, D.C., and you want to meet with leadership. But yet here you are talking with a deputy or an assistant deputy or, you know, a staffer. And, you know, it just doesn't sit well with people in general when you're
Is it possible that you know, what you have talked about, the good of the gathering of, you know, all these different tribes from around the nation, historic gathering, that, you know, what happened here, the good from that gathering, not the, you know, illegal protests or the, you know, the law breaking or anything, can be channeled to an area of you know, a sort of widespread agreement. Hey, we want to tackle poverty, we want to tackle child abuse, we want to tackle health issues. I mean, Do you see that being some of the positive that can come out of this situation?
I really do. I really do, Scott. And again, that's been my prayer from the get go. So much energy within that camp, you know, and that's the stuff I see, you know. And then we and the common North Dakotan American sees just the opposite of, you know, the challenges and the bad. But what I see now is more of our youth coming stepping up and wanting to change things back home. And again, that's my world. I see things in a lot of different lenses. And I can certainly understand with some of the callers and concerns from the local folks that.
Well, I think you're well placed to do it, as you're in that unique position of, you know, heading the Indian Affairs Commission, but also being an enrolled member, and say, boy, imagine if we were taking this gathering and we were doing something that could change lives forever rather than protesting something. I can see why you think that. Good stuff, Scott. Appreciate the time. We'll do this again. I do want to have you back to talk treaties so we can get a little schooled up on all of that as well at some point in the future. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.